Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. For the remainder of this afternoon, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 26 degrees, breezy with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour from the west. Tonight, snow before 10 a.m., then rain and snow likely later and into the overnight. Drizzle and snow as well. Temperatures rising to around 36 by midnight. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Winds could gust as high as 37 miles per hour, and an inch of snow accumulation is possible. Friday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before noon. Mostly cloudy with the temperature falling to around 22. Breezy with northwest wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. And in the news for today, there will be a primary election in Viroqua next Tuesday, February 15th, to narrow the field for the office of mayor. There are three candidates for the two-year position on the ballot, with the top two choices advancing to the general election in April. On the primary ballot are incumbent Mayor Karen Mitchell, Todd Overbo, and Justice Running. Mayor Mitchell, in an interview with the La Crosse Tribune and posted in the Vernon County Times, was quoted as saying that during her administration, we have made many important investments in our city's infrastructure, including long overdue replacements of City Hall, the police station, the Park Bowl bleachers, and water sewer street upgrades. As we shift our focus to improvements to the fire station, public works buildings, traffic and street safety in our parks and our community spaces, I want to bring a focus on efficiency and renewable energy sources to this development. Mitchell also helped to direct the city's response to the COVID-19 pandemic beginning in February 2020. During the summer of 2020, following the police murder of George Floyd on May 25th in Minneapolis, local support for the growing Black Lives Matter movement, which included many Viroquans, more focus was placed on how people of color and other marginalized people in the community were represented, and as a result, Mitchell helped put together a racial diversity training, which was headed by facilitator Reggie Jackson from the Nurturing Diversity Partners Group over that summer. There was also the formation of the Viroqua Diversity Board, which struggled to find a clear direction on the issue of the Viroqua Police Department posting thin blue line signage on their new police station badges and squad cars. This was a divisive issue and culminated in a highly charged public Zoom conference of a live meeting of the Diversity Board in October of 2021. Following the meeting, Mitchell said community members have expressed that seeing the image of the blue line flag on a police vehicle invoked many emotions and sends the wrong message. Viroqua police agreed to remove the vehicle displays, but presently the other signs remain. The diversity board is non-active at this time, after some members of the group and many members of the public have said they felt unsupported by the city administration. Looking forward, Mitchell wants to focus on affordable housing in the city, saying many people who work here are finding it increasingly hard to find an affordable place to live, and also for those who recognize what a great place Viroqua is but simply can't find anywhere to live. As we recruit new businesses, we need to have accessible housing and childcare options, or businesses will build elsewhere. Justin Running is currently the chair of the Vernon County Board of Supervisors and said he is running for the mayor's position because he sees the biggest challenge in the city as growth and increasing population. Quoting, "As a community, we can work harder to build connections within as well as outside a community and ensure all those in leadership roles are listening to every resident's voice with impartiality. We are choosing to live in this community together, and we must choose to go through the growth of the city of Viroqua together." Ronnie wants to forge a vision of business growth and housing to support our residents. Todd Overbo said he is running to bring more respect for the public service sector of Viroqua, saying it's a sad day when the members of our city council and mayor do not honor those who protect us, serve us, and keep us safe. We need to be brave enough to restore them to a place of honor. He added in his interview, "We need to be brave enough to restate diversity. Living in Viroqua all these years, I'm offended that it has been insinuated that Viroqua is not diverse. My question to those is, where is the evidence of this? Diversity needs to be defined so it can be measured." Once again, some information for this report was from the La Crosse Tribune. The primary will be held on Tuesday, February 15th at the Church of Christ, which is located on Nelson Parkway, just across from the Vernon County Fairgrounds, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Legal ID is required to vote, and same-day registration will be allowed. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.